Jeff Blankman joined here today by Bud Fagan. Of course, he is the head coach for the Peyton Sherdan Rocket boys basketball team, finishing up his second season here in 2019-2020. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity.
Coach, you know, you had stepped away from the game for a while, now back in for 2 years. I was just talking with you before the interview started. I think you're enjoying this and having fun being back on those sidelines.
Yes, I am. I got out of coaching about 10 years ago, and I missed it for a couple years, and then I just kind of got over it and went along. But it has been enjoyable getting back into it. I've had a great bunch of guys to work with, and it's been fun. I enjoy it.
And you mentioned that great group of guys. This group, I have a feeling they work really hard. These guys want to be good. They want to put in the time and give you the effort.
They really do, which has been a pleasant surprise to me, I guess. We haven't had a lot of success in terms of wins and losses, but the guys put in a lot of time this summer, this past summer, and we losing stretch. They get down on themselves a little bit after a game, but the next day at practice, they're smiling, their heads are up, and they're great work ethic. They just raring to go, wanting to get better. So that makes coaching easy a little bit.
It absolutely does. Did you feel like in your second year they started to really have a good grasp early in the season of, you know, the style you wanted to play offensively and defensively, and that transition from last year had went pretty smooth?
Yeah, I think we did have some basketball development in those areas, especially the work they put in over the summer and what have you. But our biggest problem, we just had no consistency during the season. We couldn't put together four quarters.
Able to do that maybe early in the season? You guys started out 3-2, I thought, playing some pretty good basketball then, or was it still just kind of a growing process at that point?
Well, you know, I don't really know. We did play some pretty good ball at the beginning of the year, I'm not sure exactly what happened along the way, but then towards the end of the year, of course, other teams were the same way, I'm sure, but we had a lot of sickness for 2 or 3 weeks that just hung on to everybody, and then we lost our point guard for 4 games with concussion, and so we struggled along there, but... I guess just most of it, we're just inconsistent, both offensively and defensively.
And Coach, do you think that comes with still trying to figure out, you know, the system, or just still kind of growing as basketball players?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's growing as basketball players. They all had a lot of needed development in a lot of areas. And we still do. But I think we're a lot more fundamentally sound this year than we were last year. And we're making headway.
Absolutely. Where do you feel like this team got better as the season went on?
Oh, I guess I don't have any specifics necessarily. I think we got away from playing as a team a little bit in the middle of the year, and we got back to having a little better chemistry, I guess, towards the end of the season, playing together anyway better. I think that's probably the most important or the biggest thing.
Coach, 4 seniors on this team, some really terrific kids out of this group. We'll start with Caleb Fisher. Had a really nice year for you. Was able to shoot the three, got to the rim. I enjoyed watching him play. I have a feeling he was a fun kid to coach.
Oh, he really is. or was. Yeah, Caleb did a great job for us. He started out well, then kind of ran into a funk a little bit, and he actually lost a little bit of confidence. But in the beginning, he was more a standstill shooter, looked for the three, and wasn't real aggressive at going to the rim. And he got a lot better at that as the year went on. We got him attacking, and then they couldn't sit on him so much at the three-point line. And his great leader did a good job for us.
Coach Jesse Knowles, another one of those seniors, a kid that started a lot for you, able to shoot the three, rebounded the basketball very well, too. If I remember right, number two on the team behind Braden Smith in the rebounding category.
Yeah, Jesse was all around good asset for us, offensively and defensively. He didn't put up the numbers offensively that we kind of expected this year, but he was solid, consistent, and he was probably our biggest vocal leader and did a great job for us. We'll really miss him.
And then the other two seniors, guys, that came off the bench, gave you some minutes and played certain roles for you, I'm sure, and John Didi and also J.J. Gannon.
Yeah, John, he's another good role player for us, particularly defensively. Not much of an offensive threat, but he gave us some valuable minutes and on our rotation and did a nice job of taking care of the basketball and and defensive effort. J.J., missed a lot of the season as far as practices with some illnesses and yep. different things. And he did not get to see a lot of varsity play, but we'll miss him also.
Coach, let's drop into that junior group. We'll start with Connor Bruce. I thought had a nice year for you. Another one of those guys that really, I think, was comfortable shooting the three-point shot for you.
Yes, he was. He was right there with Caleb at the three-point shot. Connor's his own worst enemy. He thinks he should make every shot. And he really gets down on himself. But I expect great things from Connor next year. He's settling in, knowing what needs to be done. He needs to learn to attack the basket a little bit more. When he does, he's almost too unselfish, trying to give somebody else the ball instead of finishing himself. He's going to be a good one.
Is he going to take on one of those leadership roles, do you think, next year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a quiet kid. Doesn't talk much. Most of his leadership is by example, but I think he came out of his shell a little bit this year, and him and Forrest, they'll take over the leadership role pretty well.
You mentioned Forrest Thompson, the other junior that will be a senior for you next year. An athletic kid that could go inside for you and stuff. What type of season did you feel like Forrest had for you?
Forrest, again, was kind of like John. He was more of a role player, but he did spell Jesse and Braden inside. We used him more in the post area. Forrest needs to develop his ball handling and dribbling skills a little bit this off season, but I expect a major role playing for him next year. If not a starter, he'll be a big improvement, and he'll fit right in with a lot of playing time next year.
Coach, you mentioned earlier that you lost your point guard for a while, for four games with a concussion. That point guard was Joe Carey. Kid can really shoot the three. As a sophomore, having to handle that point guard role, there's a lot of pressure on that. It looked like he handled it pretty well.
Yeah, he did. He was he kind of got thrown in the fire last year as a freshman in a backup role at point. And so he gained a little experience at that coming into his sophomore season. And he did. I was pretty pleased with his performance at point this year. He can shoot the three. Hopefully the percentage will rise a little bit next year. But he's quick. He can attack the basket. And looking forward to great things from him next year.
And Braden Smith, another one of those sophomores. This kid, I tell you what, rebounds the basketball well. Seems to have a good head on his shoulder about how to play the game. Maybe he doesn't score a ton all the time, but capable of doing that and just distributes the ball and rebounds really well for you.
Yes, he's a... I don't know how to describe him, really. He's 6 foot and not a great leaper.
Right.
But he is strong, and he does do a good job on the board. He was another one offensively that would... I spent more time yelling at him because he passed up shots. but he is strong down low, and he can take the ball to the hoop. So he had a good year. He got a good year for us.
And Justin Stream, another one of those young kids, just a sophomore that probably, I thought, gave you some good minutes when he came in and seems to have a pretty good knowledge of the game.
Yes, yeah. Justin came in and, at both the point and the two guard spot and did a real nice job for us, give us some real good important minutes off the bench, gained some valuable experience. He's another one that, if anything, may be overly aggressive at times, but that's, I'd rather have him that way than laid back and just a sophomore trying to find his way. So he did a really nice job for us, and he's going to be a three-point shooter too.
And, Coach, we're not done with this sophomore class. A couple of more of them. We'll talk about that in a moment. But this is a big sophomore group going to be juniors for you next year.
Yes, it is. Yep. Well, I had a lot of sophomores.
Let's talk about those last two, Riley and also Seth Thurman. What kind of role did they play for you this year? How did you feel like their development went?
Riley Cullum, he dressed varsity all year. His role was kind of in the low post area. Didn't get a lot of playing time at the varsity level. Both of these kids, Riley and Seth Thurman, probably were the two that I would say improved the most during the season, showed the most improvement. Seth never got in he never dressed varsity until I dressed him for the tournament game, just because I felt like he earned it. He had improved so much and worked so hard, and they'll both come back next year looking for a lot of playing time.
And, Coach, the lone freshman that suited some varsity this year, Shaden Thurman. I know I typed his name a few times when I was typing up all the results after ballgame. So a kid that saw the floor some for you as a freshman.
Yeah, actually, for a freshman, he saw quite a bit.
Yep.
He gained a lot of valuable experience this year. He's a lot like Justin Stream. Really aggressive. Attacks the basket. Again, probably not the best decision maker at times, but like, again, I'd rather see him more aggressive than laid back. And for a freshman, he's going to be really good. Maybe not next year as a sophomore, but he's going to be a really good basketball player.
Coach, you mentioned here a couple of times early in the interview about the work that the kids did last summer. My guess is that means that you're anticipating they put in probably a good summer's worth of work this year. What are the areas you want the guys coming back next year and the incoming kids to kind of work on to be ready to go?
Well, we talked a lot about it, and you know, they all... I'm pretty old school, and I'm pretty set on being fundamentally sound.
Yep.
And they all need to improve their ball handling, dribbling skills. We'll get in a lot of shooting, hopefully. And what I'd really like to see our biggest improvement in coming next year is defense, man-to-man defense. And that'll be a big emphasis.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, you get that down, that could be a big advantage. So many teams play zone anymore that kids are comfortable, I think, going up against zone, maybe not so comfortable going up against a man-to-man defense. So you guys get that down, that could be a real bonus.
Yeah, we started out the year trying to play man-to-man, and we had some troubles. There weren't a couple spots lacked a little quickness, and so we ended up playing a lot more zone than I really wanted to this year, but out of necessity more than anything else. We'll try and correct that a little bit next year.
Well, I tell you what, Bud, it's been a lot of fun getting to work with you again this year. I'm looking forward to next season. It's always a joy getting a chance to talk to you. I appreciate you giving us some time here today, and enjoy your off season.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your coverage, and we'll look forward to working with you next year.
You bet. Bud Fagan again, the head boys basketball coach for the Peyton Sherdan Rockets.